Track one, as Oscar-tipped film Hamnet is released in cinemas, its star, Norfolk-based actress Jessie Buckley, talks about the book's emotional journey to the big screen.
Jessie Buckley is one of the favourites to win the Best Actress Prize at the 98th Academy Awards for her incredible performance as bereaved mother Agnes in Hamnet, which is released this month. Directed by Oscar winner Chloe Zhao and based on the novel by Maggie O'Farrell, it tells the story of Agnes and William Shakespeare and the death of their only son, Hamnet, and how it became the origin of one of the Bard's most famous plays, Hamlet. Gladiator and Normal People star Paul Mescal, who is also tipped for an Oscar nod this awards season, plays William Shakespeare, with Emily Watson and Joe Alwyn also in the cast. The film has already won the Toronto International Film Festival's People's Choice Award and was selected as the best film of the Telluride Film Festival, where it had its world premiere, by both press and industry voters and by the general public. The film has 11 nods in the Critics' Choice Movie Awards, the winners of which are announced in early January, including Jessie for Best Actress, Paul Mescal for Best Supporting Actor and Best Film. It also has been nominated for a raft of Golden Globes too. Jessie divides her time between Norfolk and London, and last year on the podcast Table Manners with Jessie and Lenny Ware, she described Norfolk as her heart home. She and her husband Freddie, who she met on a blind date, held their wedding in the county, complete with a keg of Guinness and cheese toasties. And she told the mother and daughter duo that Norfolk is the place where she comes to decompress, saying, "I don't see anybody and I just love cooking." Jessie's previous credits include War and Peace, Chernobyl and Fargo on TV, films including Wild Rose, The Lost Daughter and Wicked Little Letters, the latter two opposite Norfolk Oscar winner Olivia Colman, and her award-winning stage turn as Sally Bowles in Cabaret. And this Christmas she voiced the character of Betty O'Barley in The Scarecrow's Wedding. The BBC's latest festive, Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler's adaptation. Speaking at the recent Mill Valley Film Festival, where she won an award for her performance, Jessie talked about taking on this immense role and the physicality and emotion she brought to such a rich part. The actress, who recently became a mother for the first time, also spoke about her journey to stardom, from her Irish roots to her early experiences working on Shakespeare plays alongside the greats like Judi Dench and Kenneth Branagh. Jessie, this is an extraordinary performance. How did you become involved with the film?
Director Chloe Zhao and I first met at the Telluride Film Festival after the group photo call. Then we met and had lunch. I hadn't read the book then, but in hindsight, after reading the book, we had been kind of talking within the language of the book, within the language of Agnes. You know, talking about death and doulas and nature. After the meeting, my agent said, "This is actually something to do with a book called Hamnet that Chloe might be directing." I went home and read it in one night. I didn't sleep. I couldn't put it down. Agnes just kind of came through me like an earthquake, and those moments, even those initial experiences, are so tangible and so rare.
What was it about this character that you connected with so strongly?
I think what is extraordinary, what Maggie O'Farrell did with this woman, is that she kind of contained all Shakespeare's great heroines within this one woman. She's Juliet, Lady Macbeth, she's Paulina, she's Perdita, Ophelia. She's all the great heroines that are often in the background behind the male story. And Maggie O'Farrell went and brought that person and made that story the kind of cyclone of which this family are moving around. I love women and I'm fiercely curious about them. And I've had the great privilege in my life to work with extraordinary directors who are women, who are unafraid and uncompromising to bring the bits of women that have been repressed or, you know, clipped, which are deemed monstrous, which are too much, to the surface. I think the last few years, I've just been curious about the bits that have been pushed down, the unpalatableness of what is to be a woman.
What was the key to opening up this character for you?
I think the biggest thing that I discovered in Agnes and with Chloe is something that I was looking for in my work and in the work that I wanted to do and the stories that I was looking to tell. Sometimes strong women are misjudged as being hard and cold, and there's defensiveness. And that is true. I know those women. I've played those women. But I know what's really at the bottom of that well is tenderness, which is a ferocious, fierce, brave place to live. And Agnes had that in bucket loads. Chloe was the director who I think saw that in me and invited me to be brave enough to bring that tenderness to the foreground.
Grief is the central theme of this film. How did you go into those moments of playing a woman who had lost a child?
You go into it with curiosity. That's the only way you can travel through anything. We've all experienced grief in some shape or form, but where it begins and ends is infinite. And I guess the way Chloe works is how present you can be with what's alive in the room to let that grief move through you and be what it is in that moment. I am a mother now. I wasn't a mother at the time. It was unimaginable. But I knew if I was to tell the story of this grief with respect and justice, I had to just excavate the imaginative possibility of what that might be like. Grief has its own journey for every single person, and that's what the film exposes. Will has a different ability or skill set to express his grief.
There's an incredible emotional truth in this film. Did you find that it was a physical thing or an emotional thing? How did that develop for you?
Well, I don't think it's ever either or. For me, anyway. The more I work, the more I want to be unconscious and just be in something. The gift of being an actor is you get to see the world in a different way, but you also get to know the world in a way that you don't or didn't understand before. With this woman, her heart was this big open wound, and she had this ferocious tenderness and a singular kind of just energy that was so in her body. Whether it was giving birth at the root of a tree or wailing at the loss of her son, I always want to be in a certain state of unknown so that I can just live it. I guess the way that Chloe works and the way I work and how we collaborated was really how present I can be, to just be in this woman and live with her. When you have incredible people like Paul Mescal and Jacoby Jupe and Emily Watson and all the incredible cast and crew around you to contain that space for you, it's a joy.
What's your relationship with Shakespeare, the writer?
I was intimidated by him at school. I couldn't grasp it. When I thought about doing theatre, I thought I'd do musical theatre because I had all this feeling and it felt like at least music could contain it all. Then I moved to London and a producer asked if I wanted to do a four-week Shakespeare course at RADA. It was the first time I'd done Shakespeare. It blew my mind. I could not believe how much one word could convey everything that was inside. It changed how I saw myself. I was like, oh no, I want to act. I want to just know and move through words. If these are the words that are there, then amazing. I just want to do Shakespeare. Later, I went back to RADA, but after I finished, my first job was at the Globe Theatre.
Who were you playing?
Miranda in The Tempest. And then most of my early career was doing Shakespeare with Judi Dench and Kenneth Branagh and sitting in the wings. I did The Winter's Tale, and Judi Dench is my idol. Like Ritual, run down every night when she was doing her performance and sit in the wings. If I didn't watch her do it, I would have cursed myself for the whole play. She was the reason to be. So Shakespeare has been a massive part of my life. The house I live in, my home in Norfolk, is from the 1500s. It's based on Anne Hathaway's house. So he's there.
What makes Chloe Zhao so special as a director?
She brought together a group of artists who wanted to go on a journey. And I think Chloe, as a leader and as a director, is like a conductor. She's trying to tune herself to listen to everybody. She's also kind of chaotic sometimes, but chaos is kind of interesting in creating something and making something. Everybody that was there in such a pure way to create humanity. And I think we all felt, with this story, that our job was to become more human in the task of making this story live and have the experience that we wanted to have. Her chaotic side was disappearing and letting the imagination of every single person in that room run. And then she'd come in and, like some Jedi leader, it was like, one shot, one take, one setup. Go. And we just go.
Hamnet is in cinemas from January the 9th.
Oh. What did I say?